The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Like our own parish, another church was conducting a major capital campaign. Toward the end, the pastor noted one parishioner who had not yet made a pledge. This parishioner was known to be quite wealthy, but stingy. So the priest paid the man a visit to ask for a campaign gift. The parishioner listened politely to the church's needs. Then he replied, "Father, you need to know some things about me. I have an elderly mother living in a nursing home on a meager pension." The man went on, "I have a brother who was injured in the war. He is unable to work." The priest said, "Oh, I didn't know." "And Father, you need to know, my sister is a single mother with 6 children. "No, we didn't know anything about your poor old mother, your brother, your sister." Then the man continued, "And so, Father, since I don't give any one of those 3 a dime, why would you think I would give you anything?" We think of heaven connected with good deeds. Our eternal reward is somehow linked to the concept of doing good. As we look to the next life, consider how we treated others in this life. The lawyer asks our Lord, "What must I do to inherit eternal life? The answer comes back, love God, love your neighbor as yourself. So if we love God, we cannot be selfish. There are no saints in heaven whose motto was, me, me, me. And vice versa. Love of God means that that's the reason we love our neighbor. Love of neighbor is done for the love of God. So an atheist who is basically kind and generous, but who denies the existence of God, is also on the wrong track. Now the man asks one question. Our Lord gives him two for one. Love of God, love of neighbor. The two are inseparable. Martin Luther thought the church in his time was saying that we earn our way to heaven. The more good deeds we rack up, the quicker we get to heaven. Of course, this isn't right. We cannot earn salvation. Salvation was won once and for all by Christ on the cross at Calvary. But we have to claim it. Loving God automatically implies loving others. So heaven has something to do with helping others. Eternal happiness is linked with service. But we don't get to choose who we serve. God expects us to look out for each other, whoever or whenever. He intends for us to help others, whoever they turn out to be. We don't always get to choose our neighbor. So the lawyer asks our Lord, just who is my neighbor? Jesus' answer comes back in the form of a lengthy story. It's an extreme example. In the end, the neighbor chooses you. Today, the word Samaritan has a positive connotation. There are hospitals called Good Samaritan. But in our Lord's day, Jews thought Samaritans were bad news. They were basically Jews who over decades had intermarried with foreigners. They compromised Judaism, formed their own religion. The Jews absolutely hated the Samaritans, and vice versa. We find instances in the Bible where a Jew would walk miles out of the way just to avoid a Samaritan town. So, imagine the Jews listening to our Lord's story. This nice Jewish guy is robbed, then beaten. He desperately needs help. And the only one who does the neighborly thing is, of all people, a Samaritan. A Jew, a Samaritan, it's their sworn duty to hate each other. Doesn't matter. Christ calls on us to help when the situation calls for help, regardless. God says, be a neighbor whenever needed. Plus, be willing to accept help. Admit the fact none of us are totally self-sufficient. God gave us each other for this reason. Now, the Jewish victim was probably unconscious. If he was conscious, he likely would have refused to let a Samaritan even touch him. Jews would rather die first. At times, in our pride, we can have the same arrogant attitude. We don't need anybody. We don't want anybody's help. Almost 50 years ago, Glenn Frey wrote a song recorded by the Eagles, Desperado. It describes a hard-hearted character who won't listen to anything. One verse ends, you better let somebody love you. You better let somebody love you before it's too late. At times, we think we don't need anybody else. Younger people are not as wise as we are. older people's thinking is outdated. People from different backgrounds or cultures are backwards. None of these people know anything. Even the church is out of touch. So we sail through life like a desperado, loners who know everything. We don't need any help. The Jewish robbery victim could have refused the Samaritan's help. Not a good idea. Refusing to help is not Christian, but refusing any help when we need it is not Christian either. Yeah, be good neighbors, but also accept good neighbors. The wealthy parishioner didn't help his own family. Why then would he give money to the church? This guy was wasting his time going to church anyway. You shall love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. The two loves are inseparable. And what's more, don't bother trying to determine who your neighbor is. God will let you know. Furthermore, don't get the idea we never need any so-called neighbors. We have to get real, swallow our pride. Our Lord's parable coined the phrase Good Samaritan. We should also coin the phrase the Good Jew, because he had enough sense to accept help. Our Lord's final words, go and do likewise.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.